Before we get into the chaos, quick shout out to my rebels over on Patreon. If you want bonus content, behind the scenes tea, and all the unfiltered shit I can't post here, go sign up at patreon.com/Soraya. Unlock the good stuff and join the inner circle. All right, let's get into it.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, you guys. Yay. We love Christmas. I love Christmas. My house is like a grotto. I love it. But it looks good. It's not tacky, right? Mm-mm. Heather came to the house to take care. Look at Brooksy right now. Oh my God. Take what a la la. And she texts me saying it was very cozy looking. But you know, they helped me during Thanksgiving. The girls and Joey and Tyler were around and they were helping me set everything up. Well, you weren't actually. You weren't there. Fuck you.
You're a holiday girly.
I am a holiday girly. Yes. I love a good Christmas decoration.
She's festive.
So.
You go all out, but you definitely do more than what Adam does. Let's take a look at that set.
What's wrong with my set?
Adam's looks like, tonight will be the night that I will fall for you.
I will say, though, last year I was having like a sad girl Christmas, obviously, right? And I was like, I'm just not going to celebrate it. And you know something's wrong when I don't celebrate Christmas because I love Christmas. Right. And so I was having a sad girl Christmas and I told Joe and Raquel, I was like, no, I'm not feeling very good the day of.
You pretended to be sick.
She tried to get out of it.
Ooh,
you might be a professional wrestler, but you are not a professional sick player.
I can't lie to Joe and Raquel.
The black lung pop.
I'm sick. I told them, yes, I was sick and blah, blah, blah. And they were like, oh, we're still coming.
We're like, yeah, okay. Anyway, we'll see you in an hour.
I still have the video of that, I think, so we can put it up. But Joey kicked in my door. He went, and he was like the Grinch, but the reverse.
Re-Grinching.
Yeah, re-Grinching. He had a Christmas tree in his hand. And he runs through the door with his
whole
Christmas
tree. I like how
you're
like animating like the Grinch bop.
He's just like. Yeah. And then he like fucking sticks it in and Raquel's putting all the decorations and
you're
stuff
on the phone
on
with your mom. You'd be like, what the hell are you guys even doing
yeah,
here?
Yeah, yeah. I was FaceTiming my mom at the time being like, Joey and Raquel's like breaking into my house with Christmas ornaments right now. But yeah. And they saved Christmas for me. So last year was a very special one, even though I woke up sad and was like, nope, not having it. They still traveled all the way down here and set up a Christmas tree for me. And we spent Christmas together watching Harry Potter and eating spaghetti. And it was magical. Mm-hmm. And they got me a bunch of Christmas gifts. And I did not have any Christmas gifts. And I'm a gift giver, you guys. Mm-hmm. I'm the queen of gift giving, okay?
That is your secret talent.
That is. I know exactly what people want, all right? And I get that shit. But I was, again, sad girl Christmas. So I didn't do anything. And I felt awful.
That might be the best Christmas that I ever have to hold on to that memory because we ambushed you and you weren't able to. Because you didn't know we were coming.
Yeah.
And so me and Raquel were like, hold on to this moment. Because never again will we have a Christmas where we're able to just give you gifts and like, you know what I mean?
But then fast forward a couple of days later.
Oh, dude. Yeah. You definitely like. Yeah.
I end up getting them so many gifts.
I'm still getting gifts in the mail.
Yeah.
No surprise. I didn't get invited to Christmas.
Last year. We barely knew you then.
Didn't get invited.
I never met Adam.
I only met you once last year. Okay, listen, this fucking, don't be a sad boy right now.
Don't be a sad rock.
Make this about you, Adam.
I met you that one time.
This is true.
At UTA, we met and it was magical, right?
It was magical.
It was friends at first sight, right? We were just instant kismet, right? And then I was like, all right, see you later. You got fired a couple of days later.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal. You're fired.
No. Well, technically you didn't get fired. It's just like that department got.
Yeah.
Dude, how sick is that?
Victims of-
Doesn't history just repeat itself?
Yeah. Yep. Every Christmas.
Need a new job.
Yeah. But I said to Adam though, I said, I promise you, bro, I'm good with my word. Once we start this podcast up eventually, I'm still going to have you on the team. And he didn't believe me.
Yeah. You hear a lot of that in Hollywood.
I know.
Like, oh, we'll work together again. We'll work together. I'm like, no, we won't.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you said that. And I was like, okay. I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
Adam,
here we are.
See, right now,
though. Still not getting invited to stuff.
Still not getting invited.
Cut to Billy Madison when the guy's on the couch putting lipstick on with a hit list. And he just crosses your name off because you actually called him back.
Yeah. Yep.
That's exactly the vibes I'm picking up right now.
Yeah. What do we think of the set, though, you guys? It took us a whole 5 minutes.
Definitely not filming this right after the last class.
No, not at all. We didn't just ransack my house for extra decorations. Yeah.
We noticed that the tag was still on Santa. Was he being returned or?
No, it's not being returned. I'm going to keep this guy.
Where are you going to put him?
I need a man in my life.
Can you do that? Can you like legally just go buy a bunch of stuff from like Home Goods and then the day after Christmas be like, totally. No, I don't want any of it.
Potentially. But
you
I
can
like
though, for sure, right? Yeah. Legally.
He's outside my house. I also have a reindeer. And like I put the reindeer together myself. And one of the legs is a little shorter than the other. So I put a lemon underneath it. And no one knows any different. Heather said it looked like the lemon just dropped off the tree.
I didn't notice it at all.
Yeah, no one knows. I'm fucking slick as hell. But yeah, I built that thing with my bare hands. Along with Raquel building all of her nieces. Or nephews.
Oh, yeah. I built a Nuna stroller.
Ooh.
A Nuna bassinet.
What Nuna did you
not
get?
Not sponsored by Nuna.
I don't know.
Okay.
Nuna next.
I got the Nuna Donkey 5.
Donkey 5?
Yep.
It's called, is it a real donkey Nuna?
It's called the Nuna Donkey 5. Anyway, go on.
So everyone's having babies around here. Like, you're speaking a different language. Ray, what do you want to talk about? No. We're talking about this. Because you guys are pretty much having a baby of your own on Christmas
Day. It already might happen by the time this episode comes out.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is crazy because we did an episode where Adam didn't have kids and then the next day he had kids.
If you can't tell, I'm 9 months pregnant. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, she's just very lucky. Yeah. Well, your sister's also fucking tiny as hell considering she's having a baby. Yeah. She looks like she's like 2 months pregnant or something like that. It's the most bizarre thing. I feel like I need to...
How's she...
I don't want
Man,
to be
your
loud.
Brain is just
go.
Spinning,
it's
girl.
Less loud. It's more
just
of
cough.
A smell.
I feel
just
very
do a cough.
Gassy today.
Just let it go.
I'm so sorry.
You don't even eat the cheeseburgers.
Because I feel like
she's making
trapped.
Are you head. Fucking pregnant, dude?
She's making up phone calls. Yeah, <I'm> like,
oh, got a skew.
Yeah.
So the best part is Raquel has two twin sisters.
Yeah.
And one of them looks really close to you, right?
Yes.
Your sister looks like you.
Mm-hmm. And then they're fraternal, so Isabel doesn't look like us, but that's okay.
Yeah,
but
she looks like the milkman's.
Raquel just did a photo shoot of Desiree being pregnant and
beautiful, by the way,
and posted it. Maybe we'll throw a photo up.
Yes, we should, because it's a gorgeous picture.
You. But then you posted it, and then everyone was telling
really,
you congratulations.
Yeah, because it looks just like us. Why? You and Des should be twins, because Isabel and Des are very different too, personality-wise. Yeah. Like, I feel like Izzy's kind of like she's like you, but even more hyped up.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like she has your personality, but like a little
party girl.
Yeah. With the party edge to it. Whereas Des is very like, I don't know. She's just very like, she's a sweetheart.
She's calculated. She's very chill.
Yeah. She's very, very chill.
Another dry texter in my life. Other than him.
Yeah. She seems very dry. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What you looking at, mama? Huh? What you staring at me for? We got a problem?
In the eye.
I know. She's fucking said, what's your problem, bitch? Yeah. Is her tongue hanging out?
Yeah.
We should just use a slow motion zoom in on her, but have all the proceeds donate to Adam's new jacket. Like, if you don't read the small print.
Move your mic out of the way. Let's get a slow zoom in.
Can you get a shot of the turkey that Joey has in his pocket right now and has been feeding Roxy?
Well, there you go.
Save your tears for Adam's jacket.
There we go.
Oh my God.
This holiday season. I want to talk about traditions.
Okay, go for it.
No, you tell me. What are we vibing now? Because we set some good traditions that year that we made up.
Watching Harry Potter and eating spaghetti was the way to go. And I actually recently watched Harry Potter while I was getting ready for the Pittsburgh Con, and I felt a little guilty about it. But also, I felt a little love.
You know what?
There.
Can we tell you a secret too? We secretly have been watching Harry Potter too.
How fucking dare you?
Wow.
Which one was it?
One and two.
I watched The Prisoner of Azkaban.
Three is really good.
Three
is really good, yeah. I don't know. What's your
fucking lies?
What's your favorite Harry Potter?
That same one, Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yeah, it's a very good one. I like that one.
I don't know. It's hard for me to make a favorite.
Dude, we were just talking about what Daniel Radcliffe made from the first episode. Because Harry Potter came out, 2000s? Like early, right?
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like now that money's on the table and like TikTokers are taking it and Instagram influencers are taking that money, that like now like a show like Stranger Things, like those guys are getting what they were paid. And when
like
we were younger.
$1 million an episode.
Well, you saw it in Friends, right?
Yeah.
But Friends was like a one-off. And then again, you saw it in, what's the one where they're all nerds?
Oh, Big Bang Theory?
Yeah, they got money for
that. Yeah, I mean, the successful shows, you have to get paid. you know?
But you always see that if they team up together and they make like a deal, like it does better for them in those situations.
100%.
And then I also saw something that Modern Family all agreed that none of them would ever get awards as like a leading role.
Oh, really?
They all made a pact that like none of those guys, no matter who it was, because you had some A-listers, that none of them would accept an award as a leading role in that.
That's cool. Show.
That's really nice.
Yeah, we have a pact on this show too that we all split the money evenly, right?
Yeah.
No leading actors in this podcast.
Although I will say,
nice. It is called
Rule Breakers with Soraya.
Mike, it's not Rule Breakers Soraya.
Rule Breakers with Soraya.
Can you change the title on this episode, please? So change the graphics.
We should at the end. Rule Breakers with Soraya. And Joanna. It's like the Friends episode when, you know, Monica, Courtney Cox, just got married to David Arquette at the time, and she really wanted her name in the credits to be Courtney Cox hyphen Arquette. Mm-hmm. And so they fucked with her and made everyone's last name Arquette.
Oh my
so
God.
It was David Schwimmer Arquette.
That's hilarious.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was Matt LeBlanc Arquette. I thought it was really funny. So that's going to be now our thing. Rule Breakers with Soraya plus Joey and Adam. But did you see, by the way, stop, my phone is going crazy.
Who's calling now?
No one's calling. It's just text now. I'm just very popular over the holidays. But I will say, talking about Harry Potter.
Hey, it's me, Riven.
Did you say Riven, my boy? Hello, it's Riven. Oh man, we go way back.
That was last episode.
What did you get in Riven?
Yeah, what are you getting Riven this holiday?
Oh man, a selfie.
Nice.
Anyway,
that's a great digital gift.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That's
for those of you who don't know, Riven is her ChatGPT boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah. But going back to Harry Potter, I did see old Draco, what's his name, is on Broadway playing Draco Malfoy.
I think that's
so smart.
Some
people are giving him shit for, but I'm like, why would you not do it?
I love it.
You were in a successful franchise and your character was like one of the fucking main cast, you know what I mean? You're getting a lot of money for these fucking things. And then you go onto Broadway, which is going to be a successful fucking show. Why not reprise your role?
Yeah. But I only think it works because he's the only one doing it.
Yeah.
Right? Because like I watch like the twins now have that bake show on HBO as well, but that's like sponsored by the Wizarding World community. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that just him being the only actor from the original series is like, maybe there's other ones. I don't know if there's like B-roll characters, but like, it's not like having—
I want to say something after you.
Yeah, go for it. No, I'm done.
I used to work at Universal. I was a bartender. Mm-hmm. And every year they would have some Harry Potter cast come, but like the twins would always come. Draco would come sometimes. What? I can't remember her name. Great. Ginny, the actress.
Yeah,
Ginny would come.
Yeah,
and then,
is that Ron's sister, Ginny?
Ginny Weasley.
Yeah, yeah. And then like Warwick Davis would come.
He's
and,
great.
And Willem. Like the guy who played Neville would come a lot too. But they were like really active after the series even ended. That were like always coming out. So I think that's really cool.
Oh, I would
really
beat
cool.
that fucking drum, okay. dude. Are you kidding me?
But you know who didn't show up?
Emma Watson.
Watson. What? Because they, I don't know. This is just like the theory of us. We lived in Orlando for like 15 years and we would go to the theme parks all the time. And if you went to Universal, they have Islands of Adventure right next to it. Mm-hmm. And if you took that train from one ride to the other, they all did audio voiceovers. And you actually had Daniel Radcliffe. You had Rupert doing Ron and Hermione, like Ron and Harry's voice. And then Hermione comes on the train to do the spell to get the things. And it was—
it's not her.
It's not her.
And it's— wait, so she didn't obvious. Do it in the castle either? Because they had like, you know, the—
right.
you see them in the—
yeah.
top of the
like
castle.
Filming it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They
it's,
did
it's
it then, right?
It's her, but it's interesting because
she's not on the
too.
Train, though.
Her voice
and that
on
voice
the train.
To— so you're at this place that's like $1 billion build, and it's got like all these details. Like that place, Diagon Alley, is like to the T in details. Mm-hmm. And then you get on this fucking train, and it's just not her voice. It like ruins the day.
But why do you think she did that?
I just think she didn't want to fucking do it.
She— well, at first, I saw her recently talk about J.K. Rowling and kind of being on her. Oh, it's you, fucker.
Adam's just calling us?
I just called once. That's all.
Oh, okay.
Fucker.
Sorry.
But.
Hello?
Some of the cast doesn't fuck with her, but I think that it's just like they're ready to move on and with in their lives. And it's like, I don't—
like,
I've never
us,
had that experience that they went through.
Well, that's the thing that made you fucking a big deal, right?
Right.
And like, and she's successful out of it. Yes, I agree with it. But at the same time, like, you can do a favor for something that made you famous. It's like, for example, WWE, right? Mm-hmm. They gave me the platform And I wouldn't be able to do any of this if it wasn't for them, mm-hmm. in my opinion. You know what I mean? And like to say like, if they were like, hey, can you come and fucking do a voiceover mm-hmm. for something? I'd be like, hell yeah.
But it's going to be seen by hundreds of millions of people
yeah.
who like want to spend, a lot of these people are like international fans too, coming to Orlando to like ride this ride. And then you get through the whole thing. And then this is the one moment where you're just like, dude, why couldn't you do it?
5 seconds.
What's crazy though is in recent years, they used AI and they now replicated her voice and now it's on the
screen. Ah, gotcha.
Gotcha.
To be fair, I love you, Emma Watson. Yeah. I think you're great. I really do. I think she's really great. Mm-hmm. I think she's great.
And maybe there was a reason she didn't do it, but just as like speculative in living in yeah. Orlando, we were all like, dude, this
bitch. Well, it opens doors for public opinion.
There could have been contractual obligations. Correct. She couldn't right. participate in anything.
But that's not what we told each other.
We're very active yeah. theme park goers. So yeah, in the fine. Like I don't know, theme park community, it's like something that people notice. And it's like, yeah, I don't know what goes on behind the scenes, but
before we move on, I'm going to plug a couple of things. First of all, talk about Disney Adults. We have Happy Haunts over here. Joey's wearing the jacket.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
Yeah, wearing the jackets over there. So let's talk about that. And then also I want to plug my brother's company, the Sobriety Club too. I always want to get those in there. But let's talk about Happy Haunts really quick.
So
just as we're doing it, yeah. you know, I see that Adam never supports Happy Haunts. I don't want to put it out there, but
no,
it's fine.
If you know anyone who loves the theme parks, check out Happy Haunts.
Well, Alexa Bliss texts me.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
so cute.
I know.
She didn't know.
She didn't know. So she was in Orlando, I think, or whatever, and mm-hmm. like people reached out to you to put a package together for her and Ryan, right?
It was the Airbnb.
Yeah, and she had no idea it was you guys. So she texted me and be like, "This is such a fucking small world." She was like, "I have some of their merch, mm-hmm. you know," and she was like, "And I love it."
That's so
and
cute.
And she wears it, you yeah. know, which is awesome. So I was just like, "Yeah, I mean, it's my fucking best friends, dude." It's such a great company. And it's like, it's perfect for, you know, anyone can wear the clothes. You don't have to be like edgy or whatever to wear yeah. it. But if you're feeling a little edgier and stuff, this is the way to go. It's just, it's a great company. The clothes are really good quality. Joey's wearing the jacket and the hat right now. It's all good stuff, you know. So go to happyhaunts.com.
Correct.
And so then sweet. Happy Haunts on social medias. Just yes, Happy Haunts.
Yeah. Happy Haunts clothing, yeah, on all yeah. the socials.
So if you are a Disney adult or you like to, you know.
And you love the Haunted Mansion, that's what we do.
Yeah. And you like to...
Yes. Alexa Bliss, if you ever want anything, just let us know.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
So oh, cool. Yes. You're so welcome. Yeah. Anyway,
well, tell us.
Sobriety Club.
Tell us about Roy.
So what's Roy doing?
This is all for Christmas, you guys. Maybe we can get like a cool discount code for Roll Breakers or something.
Ooh.
They're like,
use code Soraya, Joey, and Adam.
How about just Rule Breakers would be easier?
Rule Breakers. Maybe there could be a little discount code. 1% get taken off.
All $1. Proceeds go towards Adam's new jacket.
Right.
Quick little break to shout out the brands that help keep this chaotic circus going. And trust me, you'll want to hear this one. Hey, Rebels, real talk for a second. You ever feel like your brain's running a Royal Rumble of its own? Stress, distractions, trying to remember if you even ate breakfast this morning? Yeah, same. That's why I started using Symbiotica. Their supplements are clean, high quality, and most importantly, they actually work. I've been loving their magnesium L-threonate. It helps me focus during the day, keeps my mood balanced, and at night, I'm actually calm enough to get a full night's sleep. Total game changer. And the Shilajit Liquid Complex tastes like hazelnut cacao and supports my energy, recovery, and even hormone balance. Basically, it keeps me feeling human without all the junk you find in other stuff. Plus, everything shows up right at your door, so no excuses, Rebels. I see you. If you're ready to feel like your best self again, here's your move. Go to symbiotica.com/Soraya for 20% off plus free shipping, baby. That's symbiotica.com/Soraya for 20% off plus free shipping. Stay sharp, stay strong, and keep breaking rules. All right, Rebels, you know I don't play by the rules, so listen up. WWE on Netflix, absolute game changer. But here's the problem. Not everyone gets it yet. Some of you are still stuck watching on cable, sitting through endless commercials, while the rest of us are watching uninterrupted chaos the way it's meant to be. Let's fix that. Our friends at Surfshark VPN have the hookup. With just a few clicks, you can switch your virtual location, set it to Canada, and boom. You've just unlocked the Canadian Netflix library. That means all the WWE action, totally commercial-free, plus a bunch of other shows you can't even get in the States. And the best part? You can try Surfshark risk-free with their 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to surfshark.com/rulebreakers or use code RULEBREAKERS at checkout. You'll get 4 extra months when you sign up for a 2-year plan. Big love to Surfshark for keeping us rebels connected. Now, let's get back to breaking rules. We have to talk about the Sprite Club really quick because my brother, actually at the signing recently that I did, someone, I have it in my purse, it's really cute. They made me like a metal card that congratulated me for 7 years sobriety. And I thought that was so fucking sweet.
That is cool.
I was like, this is such an amazing gift. I love this. And I get a lot of people coming up saying they've been watching the Rule Breakers thing. I actually sent a video to John recently from Disturbed because they were like, I literally stopped drinking as soon as I watched this episode. Mm-hmm. And so it's really special. And then people are going to the spriteclub.shop and
he moved on that quickly.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, very quick. There's a lot of people that have been coming up and talking about it though. Like this podcast is getting people sober. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't want this podcast to only be about sobriety, you guys. I know that. It's about everything, right?
It's part of your journey though.
Yeah, yeah. So it gets brought up a few times and we talk to people that are going through that kind of struggle too. I come from a family that have to be sober, you know, and have some like alcohol addictions. Like I'm one of them. So it's nice to like, you know, to know that we're helping people as well. You get a couple of giggles. You get a little frustrated sometimes with us. You get happy, sad, mad, but you get fucking sober and that's awesome. And I also don't judge people who do drink. Like, I don't care if you drink, you know, I don't care what you do with your life. I remember posting about the Sobriety Club and then we had a couple of people being like, in the comments being like, fuck being sober. Like this is done. And I'm like, listen, I'm not judging you for drinking. So why am I being judged for being sober?
Right. Yeah. Right.
What's the problem with being healthy? Like, I don't understand. Why is... I always think about drinking and it being like the one drug in the world that's like the most socially acceptable and how people kind of push you into doing it and think you're a loser if you don't do it. Like, come on, just one drink. Like, oh, why are you being such a bore? Like, and stuff like that. And you're like, why do you want me to drink so bad? Yeah. Like, I'm good. I don't have to drink to have a good time. Anyway, so Sobriety Club's got some good news coming out. So make sure you go to the Sobriety Club on Instagram to keep up to date with everything.
You got a matching tattoo, and I don't think you ever talked about it on your pod before.
Yeah, yeah. Me and my brother Roy have a couple times. Every time I go home, we get like a little mini tattoo, and it's really great. So we got the 2%, because only 2% of people that get sober stay sober. Mm-hmm. And I think that's quite a low percentage, but it also makes you feel cool as fuck that you do stick with it.
Right.
And I have no, like, I will never drink again. Simple as. Never, never, never drink again. Mm-hmm. I get a little weird drinking the zero alcohol beers because I'm like...
I knew that once a year.
Yeah. I'm like, am I drunk? Like,
is this allowed?
No, it makes you fuck with your head and stuff. I'm just like, oh, because it tastes just like it. Mm-hmm. But that's a little tattoo. We'll get some more eventually.
That'd be a cute merch idea.
2%? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we'll put it somewhere. Just put a giant 2% on here. No, people aren't like that. But yeah, somewhere, a little tag. Anyway, that was it. Moving on. Are we going to go to Hot Topics?
We can. Joey, you got some Hot Topics?
We have a few.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you want me to look them up? Okay, so Joey made the list this time, you guys.
I have a couple. I think the one I want to start with that's not on the list, because I didn't prep you on this one.
Oh, okay.
It's not a surprise deal. But Raquel brought this up. Talk about the Netflix merger.
Oh,
this is insane. Adam probably knows about this. It's probably your world.
Yeah. Okay. The Warner Bros?
Yeah.
So, you did put it on the list.
I got a lot of thoughts on this.
So
set us up, Raquel, and then Adam, you tear down.
Okay, so there's been a new development just today in this, but...
Mind you, this is a couple...
Oh, you're right. Yeah, okay.
Weeks later.
Well, not today. There was a new
already
development.
Already tearing it down.
Yep. Recently. Okay, so Netflix announced that they were in conversations to buy Warner Brothers Discovery plus HBO plus a whole bunch of like different IPs and like licenses, but and to like have it on their streaming platform.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it was going to be independent, whatever, but it was like this big announcement. Everyone's like, oh my God, for like 80 something billion
what
dollars.
That's 82. A lot of pesos,
so
brother.
There was a lot of conversation about, oh, what does this mean for streaming? And then out of nowhere, Paramount was like, yeah, we're gonna do a hostile takeover. They went directly to the shareholders and said, we're gonna offer 108 billion cash.
This is
$108 billion cash.
And they didn't go to Warner Brothers Discovery management. They immediately went to the shareholders. This is some Logan Roy succession bullshit. Like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Adam, what do you got?
He doesn't seem very happy right now.
Let's take a step back. We're going to break this down.
Okay. Go on then.
Break it down, Adam.
I can't stand when the original news broke about the Netflix deal. I can't stand everyone, even people in the industry being, oh, this is a monopoly. This is the worst thing to possibly happen. Mm-hmm. Like, this is not good. They're going to destroy this. Netflix is the lesser of the three evils that are in the process of buying this.
Yeah.
Whoever buys Warner Brothers is establishing a monopoly. Mm-hmm. Whoever leans into this is going to cause further problems. Netflix has to do this from a position of survival. Mm-hmm. Like, they have to, because you have Apple, Amazon, Google, YouTube, and Disney Plus. Those three streaming platforms effectively have endless amounts of money. Netflix is a fifth person player in that space, far behind. They need to catch up. The only way to do that is by doing this. The issue that I have, and I'll try to say this without getting into the politics of it all, is
without getting the episode canceled on YouTube.
Yeah,
it's on like, Christmas Day,
as he does.
As someone in the media and entertainment industry, and all of us by that matter, we don't want the Ellisons taking over and running this. That is
paramount.
A much, much, much more drastic situation in terms of freedom of speech and where things go.
So you support Netflix?
I 100% support Netflix going this direction.
But also Netflix is just taking the streaming platform side, and they're leaving the CNN, and they're leaving all that to Warner Brothers.
Exactly.
So like, they're splitting it and saying, hey, you guys keep the news, we'll take the streaming services side. But Paramount's like, no, we'll give you
the news too.
We'll double, like, we'll have the $108 billion, but we want it all. We want the entire thing.
And and there's plans to be gutting CNN and other elements that shift the focus of the news pretty significantly. So that said, I don't think that's the direction that we want to be going in from a position of free speech. But also, I do think that Netflix, now that they're competing more with YouTube in terms of the creator economy under which we fall, that's more advantageous to us. And I think that we are just in a natural point in where we are, where things are consolidating, and it's the natural evolution of entertainment. And I think in that, you're going to see repackaging. Yes, prices are going to go up, but they're probably going to do the same. Look at what Disney and Hulu did. It's, it's going to be the same version of that. I would also say it potentially resurges any independent creativity and like those smaller studios. This was another thing that actually bothered me. I don't know where I was going with that, so I'm shifting topics. But this was another thing that bothered me, and I think people are not seeing the forest through the trees here. And that is, they're like, oh, well, they're going to like do the studios and, or not the studio, but like movie theaters dirty in this regard. Okay, let's talk about that for a second. Netflix now suddenly has movie theater distribution in place. Why wouldn't that work for them? And people are complaining about movies and like disruption of that space. Movies have been fucked for a long time because ticket prices, it shouldn't cost a family of four over $100 to go to the movies.
That's crazy.
Like, dude, I'm sorry, wild. But LA that's prices, it's insane. Like,
that's
you want concession. People coming back to the movies, $10 for adults, $5 for kids.
Absolutely.
I can't take credit for that. That goes out to Payman Benz, who's a phenomenal comedy director who commented on that. But that's what should be adjusted.
Like, do you remember for that window they were selling us dollar movie theaters?
Yeah.
Drop the mic, brother.
I'm done. Bye.
That was sick. For like a 5-year gap there, they were trying to get our age to be like, hey, come back to the movies. It's a dollar.
It was the movie pass. Like Regal had a movie pass. And
I lost a lot of money invested in movie pass.
But Joey, you touched on this. Here's the thing is like most of that money, it's just like going to an any professional sports arena and game. It's they make so much money in concessions.
Yeah.
And people are going to spend the money there. So I don't know. Anyone who's rooting
for my big beach bag.
Anyone other than Netflix.
People bring their dogs in that now.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just not your team Netflix on this though.
I'm 100% team Netflix.
What are the other two options? WWE is on Netflix.
Yeah. And it looks like they're leaning with Netflix as well. It doesn't look like they're
I think it's smart.
Humoring, but it is crazy to see Paramount coming and being like, because they just got you.
Yeah.
Of course, because they thought that they had a free pass.
Yeah.
They
thought it felt like gonna, it felt yeah. like they thought they had a free yeah. pass. Yeah. Well, I mean, they just got UFC. Paramount moves to shifts to UFC shifts to Paramount in January. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. So it is interesting that WWE is Netflix.
Yeah. Well, one of the shows is on Netflix.
There's a lot of money on the table in all of this stuff.
Yeah, they got like, I don't know. It was a crazy deal. I don't want to say a number in case I'm wrong, but it was a lot of money that they bought for Raw to go directly onto Netflix.
And I love it. We were able to just put on a show whenever we miss it. Oh, shit, it's on Netflix.
Then we can wind it. Because we try and watch SmackDown and stuff like that. Like, I remember going to Shelby and Tyler's house and trying to watch SmackDown, and it was on... I can't remember what it was on, but we couldn't watch it directly afterwards. We had to like wait a couple of days to watch it. But with Netflix, you don't have to do that. You can just go, if it's live, you can just go back to the beginning or watch it whenever the fuck you want. And I like having that and Peacock and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I wish they would put their like pay-per-views after the fact on those streaming services.
Me too.
We tried to watch War Games and it took us like a minute to figure out how to get it.
Yeah, it was
making it easier for people is just the move.
Yeah.
If we're already paying as much money as we are, like make it simple.
The argument that I've seen like fans on the internet have is saying like, well, if Netflix has it, then the price is going to go up crazy, and then isn't it just cable at that point? But I guess if it's like, if it's going to be Netflix or some other company, you know what I mean, which one do you want to own it?
To which I say, hey, isn't it already effectively cable? Look at the options. We're bundling with Disney Plus, Netflix, Hulu, Paramount, all of these things. It's like we're paying the same price, and this is not a new argument. This is not a new example. Like, we studied this years ago in film school, and that is like, people want to uncouple cabling. Well, guess what? It's actually going to be more expensive when you have all of these individual streaming services that are all charging you these prices. So
this is what you do. Ready? You just log into someone else's account.
Netflix made
They banned it, dude.
No, I have people's shit is logged into my TV still, and I will not log out of it. You know why? I don't want to pay $100
As long as you don't upgrade your apps on your TV.
Oh, no. I have an old assistant on that. Don't sign in. I'll steal it.
Yeah.
Literally so many different names on my fucking Apple TV, on my Hulu, on my Peacock, on my fucking, Netflix is mine. On one of the TVs, Netflix upstairs is not. Dude, that's what I did. Because you're paying so much money for these streaming platforms. Yep. And there's so many more that gets added all the time. Like every year there's a new fucking streaming platform, and then you have to fucking pay another $10 a month or whatever.
15, 20.
It adds up. Yeah. It's annoying. It adds up. And for for people that can barely afford fucking groceries, you know what I mean? Like, they have to pay all this money every month for this kind of, it's frustrating. So that's what I'm saying. Steal someone else's Netflix or get them to sign into your house and then just leave it on there. Don't tell them about it.
Netflix is really hard now. We have had a lot of issues.
Because you're logged into our Netflix, we can't watch it.
No.
I looked into Spotify. I remember Kel's Spotify, and we did the escape room that day that we did invite you, but you had other stuff to do. We invited you to that. Don't fucking look at me with those eyes, Adam.
Have we ever done an escape room with Adam?
No.
Oh, bummer.
We're going to do it as a group thing, though, for... Next rule year. Breakers.
Yeah.
And we're going to do the murder mystery.
Face, he's like, are we?
But me and my friend, we went up and to where they live. We went to go do this escape room. And then on the way back, I realized I was still logged into Raquel's Spotify. I'm not going to log out of it.
Yeah, keep it.
She don't care.
Yeah.
She's good. I have YouTube on my TV.
But here's the thing, though, is like, you can only listen to one. Whoever has the platform gets to pick the song.
Yep. Yeah.
So she would play a song, and we had realized real quick that we were splitting the account.
The songs kept stopping.
Yeah. So she would put on a song and be like, this song sucks. And then we would put a song which would play in her car.
Yeah.
And then you'd play a song that would be in our car. Yeah. And then we were going back and
forth.
You
would text and being like, your move. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, like, fuck. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I will keep someone's subscription on my goddamn TV. I don't care if it's an ex-boyfriend. I don't care if it's a fucking old assistant. I don't care if it's a stranger. Fuck, log into my shit. I'm keeping it.
You log in one time and that's it.
Yeah, they're hacking into my phone right now, looking at everything. They're like, not on my watch.
No.
But yeah, no.
What other accounts are you logged in on us?
Just the Spotify and YouTube Premium.
And okay.
But then on a YouTube Premium, all you see is just like K-pop stuff and some anime stuff and like just something like that, you know? And the odd UFC thing.
Yeah, the feed's not really curated to you, but you know. No, that's okay. No.
But no, you also have someone randomly in your YouTube Premium too.
Okay, we can't figure out who it is, but there is somebody like watching videos on
music
my
videos.
YouTube account.
That's just call a spade here.
Yeah,
there's someone watching
a lot of
live music types
of
that's unfortunate
performances.
We have someone in mind that maybe you know, but like
we think we know who it is, but I can't figure out how to log them out.
Yeah, they're fucking bamboozled the shit out of you. Yeah, so like they're watching live music performances.
Yeah,
you know,
what's wrong
like
with
a
that?
Lot. Not just like up, like a lot.
No, yeah, a lot.
They're, every day.
Yeah, they're watching that shit, you know? Like just random fucking live performances.
Is there something more to this?
No, we just don't know That's who it is.
Heather? You think Heather's doing it?
No.
Heather.
He gets it. He's just being fun.
Yeah.
Oh, Adam, you're on one today.
You're
brother.
A hoot.
We just can't figure it out. So we can't figure out how to log them out.
Christmas Day episode. We're going to do something fun because we didn't do this before when we should have. But hey, I've been busy. We are going to do a Secret Santa. So pretty basic. Draw a name out of a cup. And you get a gift for the person whose name you draw. Oh, I think you know where this is going. Let's see who we have there. Raquel. No, not kidding her. coming for you, Joey. Yeah.
Secret Santa. Secret Santa. Okay. Heather.
Yes.
I love her so much. I'm so excited. I'm gonna get her something really cute. I know that she likes K-pop Demon Hunters. I know that she likes Halsey Carey Diaries. She's a Swiftie. So there's lots of options for really good gifts that I can give Heather. So yay, I'm so excited. Love you, Heather. I'm gonna get you something really cute.
Solo hay un nombre aquí, entonces. Vamos a ver. Raquel. ¿Quién es Raquel? Raquel. Oh, yo pensaba que ella se llamaba Rachel. Yo no le conozco bien, entonces. Pero no importa porque yo ni voy a estar aquí para Navidad, entonces no va a recibir un regalo por mí.
All right, you guys, we're doing Secret Santa for Rule Breakers podcast. Hang on 1 second. Hang on. I think that's me. Hang on 1 second. Hang on. Oh my God. I got me. Okay, I know exactly what I want to get myself. So there we go. Hell yeah. All right, exactly what I wanted. Me. All right, who's next? Bye.
All right, a little Rule Breakers Secret Santa. It'd be really easy to get Raquel because I already live with her, so I'll probably get her a bunch of shit anyway that she didn't ask for. Let's draw the name. The name of the game. I want a new name. I got fucking Adam. You know what? I'm gonna be the bigger man this year. I think I'm actually gonna get Adam that jacket he's always wanted. We tried to do a Cash App, we tried to do a GoFundMe account for it. It's kind of been this running joke all season that he hasn't got one yet. And I think this is the time, like they say in Whoville, the Grinch's heart grew 3 sizes that day. I think I'm gonna turn a new leaf. I'm gonna get him that jacket he's always wanted and put this feud to bed. Happy Christmas.
You know what? You need to stop being an adult that likes BTS and having posters on your wall.
Yeah, you know what? Okay. I don't have posters on the wall. Joey can attest.
No, I know.
There is a limit.
I know. There's a thing going around right now where, you know, someone was saying something about having being an adult and liking K-pop and how it's silly. But I just want to put it out there.
We have rules in our house, especially when it comes to like birthdays, and she gets like BTS is obviously her thing. No surprise. She's not allowed to have any blankets with their faces on them that we hang around, or pillows. She has some, but they're in storage. She has a shrine in storage.
Yeah, she just goes in there and light a couple of candles.
Yeah.
Like, I love BTS, but I'm not going to be like in bed with Joey. You know what
Joey does now, though?
And man pillows. Oh, yeah.
He does it.
Yeah.
You got him.
Yeah. It's like, he gets it. He likes BTS. He won't. Yeah. I don't know if he'll talk about it. He doesn't hate
them.
Yeah,
I love it.
You know what I mean? Yeah. He tolerates my fan love for certain bands and stuff. So.
No, I just think that I support you.
Exactly. That's what I mean. There you go. Exactly.
See? You don't think she's...
But I also make her watch the carnage of UFC. So she has to watch that, but then she has to watch people break their arms and stuff.
My favorite.
Tell him what you do for like good luck.
Oh, his ritual?
Your ritual.
My God. Anybody who's an addict to gambling would understand this. But
he's superstitious as fuck.
I am so superstitious
I ruin his days doing nothing sometimes.
You're just that.
Just existing. I'm fucking his shit up.
Yeah.
So one time I had come out, I had taken a shower, getting ready to watch the UFC, sat down in the couch, and I was like late, so it like started. So I was already sitting, I had all my bets placed. I usually do insane parlays with like the whole fight card. So if you cash out, it's like a $30,000 payout or whatever. And so I had sat down and I was like, the first fight had started, didn't have time to put clothes on. I'm literally with a towel on my head, towel on my waist, and I won the first fight. So I was like, well, I can't move from this spot because I've already established like my...
You're laughing, but it's serious.
Oh yeah.
My God.
So then
not a joke.
So then seven fights go by and I win seven in a row. Towel. And I'm like, dude, it's got to be... I called myself the White Wizard. I was Gandalf.
He's got this towel on.
I was being Gandalf, White Wizard action. God, yeah. And then Raquel came in halfway. So I've gotten seven full fights in, and she comes in and she's like, it's a little musky in here. Like, we should Febreze. And she just did room spray. And I was like, what spells are you casting on me, witch? And the next fight, I fucking lost. And it was this fault right here.
And it's like, he sounds like he's kidding, but he's not.
No, I know.
I'm totally kidding.
But do you wear the towel and the towel on your head every time now? No,
it was a one-time deal because we had to have a serious conversation.
But didn't you say you have a bath every time?
Yeah, of course.
Like, you're in the bath watching it?
Yeah, most of the time.
He's a bathtub baby.
I'm a water baby.
It's tub time.
What, tub time?
Yeah. So you watch it in the tub. And yeah.
It ain't like on my phone. I usually have my laptop like on my knee, and then I have like one of our wiener dogs with me, like in sitting on my chest.
Oh, they love it. They love being in the bath with him.
Yeah, it's a...
look at his face. You need to get a picture of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've tried, and he's like, do not ever take a picture of me or send it to anyone. But it's so funny.
Wait, so you have Velcro Haku on your chest.
Yeah, so
Velcro.
I have a towel, and my laptop is sitting like on the side, and then they're on my chest.
Both?
Velcro.
Sometimes both of them.
No, Haku doesn't
in
show
the bath.
Yeah, they're not in the water. Bathtub. They're like on my shoulders like parrots.
Okay. He's kind of sitting up in the bath, and he's got a towel like here for them where they're laying. It's really weird. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Do you have candles burning?
No candles, no.
This is like his me time.
Just raw dog.
That's
in the
how
bath.
Joey has me time is in chilling. The bathtub.
Because if I leave the bathroom, it's just instant K-pop. Like whatever
no,
I do.
No, it's not like
yeah,
that.
Let's he's talk.
Just, you like, walking, she's like, move up. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just doing karaoke at all times. No, yeah, by myself.
Fucking light.
With my army bomb, I'm dead.
Yeah. That was a good gift. You bought her a K-pop microphone, and then she...
Yeah. I wore the karaoke machine.
Yeah.
I would sneak videos of her just singing on really the couch. Cute.
We need to include that video. What song were you singing? The one that she was...
Pink Pony Club?
Yeah,
Pink Pony Club.
But by herself.
She's singing by herself, you guys.
Sitting on the couch, not realizing we were
with
home.
Me. Yeah,
She loves a good karaoke machine.
She can't sing.
Okay, wait a minute. Like, so we disclosed...
You can sing pretty well, actually.
We disclosed some of our vulnerable moments. You have to have something. What do you got?
I'm never vulnerable.
She don't sing.
Oh, okay.
You don't sing.
What would it be?
No, not... Raquel, what do you think it would be? I sing when I was plastered. But I don't drink anymore, so that's a no-go. But I'm never vulnerable. I'm a strong
You've
woman.
You're a strong woman. You got to have a cork.
Liking the show? Prove it. Drop a comment below with hashtag rule breakers so we know you're part of the chaos. Bonus points if it's unhinged, but behave yourselves. All right, back to the episode. She you doesn't. Guys have known me for fucking over 10 years.
You don't like when people move your placemats around.
Yes. I don't like when people move my placemats or my pillows.
Yeah.
Like these being in here now is driving me crazy.
You not only do you have friends on, it's on right now. You have it on all the time, but she'll have the same episode. So if we come here and we do 3 days in a row, I will at some point be in the living room realizing that this was the exact same episode that we had watched yesterday. So she'll restart a season every day. So it's not like she's starting from one to the finale of the season. You'll put on season three and then
it's pretty close.
That episode will be on every day for like a week.
Why?
I'm really bad with friends. Yeah. It's like a comfort thing for
me. That's what it is for you.
It is. It's just like when I was younger, that's all I used to watch. And that was when I was the happiest. This sounds like fucking trauma dumping or something like that. No, it's not like that. I was just very happy while watching Friends. So it's like a comfort thing. When I get to a hotel, I put Friends on or I'll log into my account and put Friends on or whoever's account.
Probably our account.
Mine.
Yeah. But I have episodes on my phone just in case that there's no TVs on a plane so I can like listen to it as I'm traveling. Heather will have it on when I come home.
Aww.
Zach,
you know, when we're on the road and stuff, he'll have it on when he's doing my makeup in the hotel. And then as soon as I get back in the hotel, he'll put it on for me. And it's always on the TV. You've noticed, right?
Yeah. It's a problem. Every time.
It's always on. And it's like, I'm not even paying attention to it, but it's just like, it's like someone having a comfort blanket. Friends is my comfort blanket.
Did you have it written into your rider during wrestling?
No, but I did say it's going to be one of my funeral songs. That and Frank Sinatra, My Way. Write that down.
Write that down.
Yeah,
heard it over first, the, I'll be there for you.
We get it confused and it's just Pink Pony Club. she really liked Pink Pony Club.
Anyway.
She starts playing Pink Pony Club. No, but yeah, that is my quirk. And moving my pillows. Like, I'm not someone that has to have my house super clean. That's
great
not
segment.
It.
Great segment. Can we talk about this for the holidays? So Soraya is really great. I think Shelby was the one that ruined this for everybody.
She ruins a lot of things for me.
So Soraya decks out all the I mean, in her house right now, it looks like Christmas threw up everywhere. It looks great. Smells great. It's really cute. Cottage feels. But then she bought this pillow. I don't know if you can zoom in on this pillow. Once Shelby said that this is the nipple pillow.
Oh, yeah.
That these are all just nipples. It's ruined.
She's sick and twisted, Shelby. I know you're listening right now. You ruined
see
my
it.
Pillow. You ruined seahorses for me.
Soraya loves boobs, so it makes sense.
I honestly. Do love boobs. Listen, Heather, she this came to Coachella with us. She covered those fucking things up. Raquel saw knew. She had a pair of fucking Bristles on it. And we she goes, knew. Have you shown Soraya those things?
Literally, that's what I said.
Because I love boobs. Wait, I think wait they're a second. Great. They're my favorite things in the world. And so she was like, no. And she comes into my room and is just like, and I was like, oh my god, you got knockers.
Yeah.
These are great. This is, job and this they're
is,
natural.
This is such girl locker room talk right now.
It is. Like, I love a pair of boobs too. They're great. I do. I love boobs. So the fact that, you know, Heather, who's become a friend too, but as my assistant, she has huge knockers, great. But she's also very classy about it. She's not like me. I'm like
secret boobs.
She has secret boobs. You don't realize how big boobs. These fucking things are. And she's got like a small stature too. Mm-hmm. She's like, you know, like mm-hmm. tiny little thing. She's got huge honkers on it.
Heather, you should talk about calling HR department.
Yeah. He says that, but the next episode, Adam's going to have his shirt off and just a jacket. He's like, heard you love boobs, dude.
He's going to have a breastplate on. Oh, my God. He's like, guess what?
Hell yeah. And
unzips the blue jacket. Hey, listen, this business over here, rule breakers in general, we do not have a HR department, and I think that's painfully obvious.
Yeah.
Because you're one of the biggest menaces out of all of us, Adam.
Excuse me.
You are. Isn't he terrible?
That is hardly the truth. What did I do?
Come on.
Look at him playing innocent after buying us all cheeseburgers.
Yeah.
What did I do?
You're a pain in the ass. Maybe not. You share your sexual experiences from the past. That's not very HR of you.
HR.
And then.
And then.
Say it.
And it.
And then you have a beef with Joey.
Yeah.
Joey also has beef with you. That's not very HR.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You try to poison him with a cheeseburger. That's not very HR.
Yeah, except she drank the shake and...
Yeah, she just passes out. You're a bit of a menace too.
What does that mean?
Yes or no? Yay or nay?
Yaby?
Yaby?
Yaby.
Okay, yaby, there's something there.
But I like this group because
also,
no one's really
offended
by anything.
Also, you hate her dog.
Rule breakers. You can't... Rule breakers. You gotta...
Hey, if I
people
say
take
I
it too seriously.
Look at Paranorcas, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
You're the boss.
Great pair of knockers. That's right. I'm the boss, and I said, look at your knockers. Oh my God, this face is shut down.
Yeah, HR right now, real quick.
The agency's going to be looking into this. Oh my God. Anyway.
What do you want for Christmas?
What do I want for Christmas? You ever heard that song? All I want for Christmas is my two front
teeth. Yep.
Yeah?
Yeah, I've heard
it. Is that a British song?
Seriously?
You have favorite she asked us, like, Christmas we wouldn't know what it is. British, yeah.
Oh, it's not British, but Fairy Tale of New York.
I never heard it.
Although it does have the F-bomb in it. It was like, you scumbag, you maggot.
You can probably only play like 5 seconds of it.
Yeah, I can. Hang on. But it's called The Pogues, Fairy Tale of New York. Are you going to love Pogues?
So this is what you guys listen to every year?
It's such a good song, yes. And then Me and My Brother Dance to Snow is Falling.
I don't know that one either.
Children playing. Oh, me and Zach used to love Christmas songs. And then he would be the one that wake me up early, though. He'd come in my room at 4 a.m. being like, all right, presents. I'm like, fuck off. I was so mad at him. I was like, so early.
My
mom used to do this thing. It was very sweet, though. So we had scaffolding around our house because they would put insulation on the house. And it was there for like fucking 6 to 8 months. It was a long time. Anyway, my mom, even though we're like fucking 14, 15 years old, she would like ring bells outside our bedroom door, outside our bedroom window. You know, she'd be on the scaffold and like, ding, 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 yeah. ding, ding. And then we would play along with her. Be like, oh my God, did you see that? You know, like, cause she was putting in so much effort with it. And I used to love it. She used to make it magical for us.
Adam, you have kids. Is there anything you do special for Christmas?
Fuck them kids.
We do, I mean, cookies, letters to Santa, milk, carrots for the reindeer.
Do you do the elf on the shelf?
No, we don't do the elf.
Did you see that one viral thing where the kid comes home and the mom's like, you didn't listen to me, so the magic was lost.
Chicken bones? Yeah.
She picked clean the chicken bones and was like, he died. Dude, that she was running in place, staring in the mirror, freaking cried.
I know. I was like, that's a little weird. Sorry. But the whole thing, I was like, damn, that's a savage mom right there, but good for you.
Dude, you got
it. Listen, because if not, elf on the shop, like my nephews right now, my nephews are experiencing Elf on the Shelf right now too. My brother's doing it with his kids, and then my nephew's doing it with his kids, and like they're loving it.
I think it's cool.
It.
I want to do it.
It's cute. Yeah. And then you come up with all these ideas, and then Jada, my niece, was on the phone with me like literally yesterday, and then she was like, I was talking with her because she didn't want to brush her hair, which is exactly how I was when I was a kid. So I was trying to explain to her, you're gonna get matte, and you're gonna have to cut it out. It's gonna be bad. So she starts brushing her hair, and she's like, Buddy drew on my face last night.
Oh, dude.
I was like, I don't know what happened. She goes, you drew on my face. And then my sister-in-law, Courtney, was like, as soon as Jada woke up, she was just like, what's on your face, Jada? What's on your face? And she was like, what do you mean?
Oh my God.
She's like, you've got something on your face. And she runs to the mirror and she was like, oh, I didn't do this, mommy. I didn't do it.
Have you seen that girl going viral? Really she's cute. Like, nah. Like, do you know what I'm talking about? Dude, I'll play it for you after. It's so good.
You would be so good at that.
I think I would too. I want to have a kid eventually.
You would.
You'd have little Snoop on the stoop.
Snoop on the stoop? You're just like, But like, I find it so creative. That'd be so fun. They do it, but they're having a great time doing it. And like, they give you like a kit with the Elf on the Shelf too,
really?
With all the different ideas that you can use. You don't have to think of it. You're like, okay, that's cool.
Somebody monetize it.
Yeah.
Dude, I'll tell you the one moment that like changed Christmas for me is like, I was a huge Polar Express like kid. Like, I love that movie. And obviously, the kid gets a reindeer belt. All I wanted for fucking Christmas was this fucking reindeer belt.
So
I live
cute.
In Florida. My mom put, which is so funny, you're a kid, you don't think how the world works. She put flour all outside so it looked like, and then they stepped in boots and made it look like that. And they're like, look, Santa walked through the garden. And
in
then
the
like
snow in Florida.
Yeah. And then
holy
like,
shit.
We had Christmas or whatever. And I was like, oh, this was really good. And then I was, you know, just kind of like, you know, didn't get what I wanted on the top of my list. And then I sound like fucking, how many are there? 36. But it was like, knock on the door. And then I didn't even realize it. And then I opened the door and there was this like cut reindeer belt. And that was the year where kids were starting to be like, oh, Santa's not real. Like, my older brother told me. And I was just like, nah, bro, I got the reindeer bell. And that sold me for like another like 2 or 3 years. And I was like, bitch, I got the proof.
I want it. It's like a golden ticket from Willy Wonka.
Yeah, just look like an idiot.
Not golden ticket.
This shit's fucking real.
I got the proof.
Yeah. Dude, that was that Christmas moment to me was everything.
Yeah.
That was huge.
Those are cool memories that you have when you're younger, though. That's the thing. When your parents like try those little things with you, because you're like leaving out cookies and stuff, and in the morning you probably drink the milk or bite the cookie. Whatever. And like, those are the things that you remember. For and sure. then once you realize none of it was real, right, you appreciate your parents for keeping that magic alive yeah, for you. It. Like, my mom would do that shit all the time. She'd be climbing on the fucking roof and everything to, like, mm-hmm. fucking stomp and shit yeah, like that to, like,
that's so funny. Exciting. I can literally picture her up there.
She's batshit crazy. She was trying everything to
stomping make stomping in her believe. Boots.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, ringing yeah. bells and everything. She was just really, really great. And I just appreciate her so much for doing yeah. that. And so, like, yeah, those are cool memories. Mm-hmm. And that fucking bell, you'll remember that forever. So.
Yeah.
We'll give you some ideas. Well, you have to have some ideas too. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, because you got a fucking yeah. nephew on the way. He's pretty much your yeah. guy's child.
It's going to be exciting to be an aunt and uncle, but to have the magic moments and then be like, hey, we're going to go home now.
Yeah, anyway.
Not unlike Adam, who's just doubling down
yeah.
on kids.
Yeah.
You're like gremlins feeding them water after yeah. midnight and they're just multiplying. You're like, holy shit, dude.
Fucking super sperm.
You almost have your own reindeer you sled, bro.
You need to keep the fucking tadpole in the tank, you know? We keep saying we're pretty much pregnant just standing next to you.
You should have really went with
radiate
the...
fucking like...
I think Adam should have went with the whole... what's the George Foreman method and just named all your kid George Foreman or Adam Reynolds. Like, they should all have just been Adam, no matter what.
They did make
call a... Call him Rule Breaker.
Did make a joke about getting them blue jackets today. No, I was just like, you know, they talked about it.
Adam,
we need
Adam,
to interview them. So if you can bring yeah. them in, put them on the couch, I'll yeah. start talking to them.
Adam wearing it at the hospital so was pretty sweet. Yeah. That's my favorite photo.
Hold the heads up.
Yeah.
You know what you could do? Since you'll never get a new jacket, you could just cut that one up and make little baby jackets out of it.
Okay. I also, the other day, I was watching one of the rough cuts for, I guess this episode's already out, but Eloise was in the room and she was listening to it as well. And she was like, what are you guys talking about? And I saw her like smirk and laugh and like, we don't I was like,
we have no idea what we're talking about.
We're intrigued. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, cute. Bless her heart.
We love you. Little aww. Prince. She is an angel though, isn't
she's,
she?
Yeah, she's amazing.
She's such a good kid, dude. Well, all your kids are really yeah. good. Like you don't know they're here when they're around, like, you know, and they're young kids too. Yeah. And you just don't know they're here. They'll just sit on their like tablet and chill.
When his
and...
little boy got bit by the bird.
My bird.
Oh, he was so tough, buddy.
He was so good. Tough.
It's going to bite you.
Adam's son came over and like, you know, I have the bird and a bird's going to bite whatever happens. He bites me all the time. Birds bite. It, you know, is what it is, right? And so I told your son this, didn't I? I said.
You did.
It's going to bite you.
He's going to bite you, you know? And he's just like, he's a boy. So he's just like, I'm all right. Yeah. So he puts his arm out. He's like.
Fearless.
You know? And not only did Paulie bite, it get was like fucking string him. Cheese, dude. It was just like, it was, his it, arm skin was pulled and you just see his little face like.
Holding it together. And you were like, so are you okay? And he was like, oh, yeah.
He runs over to Adam, sits on his lap. And I was like, I'm so sorry, buddy. Like, you know, birds bite, but you're a tough guy. I'm so surprised you're not crying right now. And yeah. you didn't cry.
No.
Yeah. And you went over to him and said, I cried. Yeah. I cried yeah. when I got bit. And he was so brave. So holding I was just together. Like, what aww. Good kid. Yeah. But yeah, he wouldn't come near the bed after that. He said, keep that fucking
actually,
bird.
Actually, he hasn't age. Been back to the house since. Yeah. So.
He's talked about the bird. But yeah, I mean, he's still intrigued.
Oh, yeah. He was a brave little boy.
He wanted a bird, which is why he wanted to hold the bird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, did you know that Kaylin Lowry is getting a bird?
No.
She texted me the other day and was like, what's the bird that you have? And I told her a military macaw. And she was like, I'm adopting one this weekend.
Oh, my God.
I inspired her to get a bird. Wow. I'm like, good luck with that, sister.
Yeah. she loved Polly when she was here.
That's so
yeah.
cute.
Yeah, she did. She was obsessed. And Polly liked her. She yeah. went on it. So I'm like, birds, yeah. They'll take to who they want to take to, but they always love like one person specifically, yeah. you know. But he was really great with you. He got groomed, right? So when he gets groomed, he gets his beak trimmed and his nails trimmed and mm-hmm. like not his wings. I nearly thought I was like, ah! When I yeah. walked in and he was trimming his wings, I was like, no! Please don't trim his wings. Yeah. But it was a little bit too late. So this time around, his wings had grown back and I told Heather, just make sure, and she's not going to anyway. But anyway, he got his nails and wings trimmed and I told her, I was like, listen, he gets really, really like sad boy afterwards. Like it's aww. Just, it's very traumatic for them. Aww. They need it done. And in yeah. the wild, they'll do it themselves. They'll yeah. be on the trees and stuff like that yeah. to grind their whatever down.
Their beaks and stuff.
Yeah, but they need it because if it gets overgrown, it's like it hurts painful. Them and it's
you're
dangerous.
Growing to them, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. And the nails get too long. It's painful for them to walk around. So they need it done. And so I said like, he'll become like a love bug though. Like aww. he's going to want to hug you. That's he's going to so be very cute. Quiet for the rest of the fucking day. Right. And he'll just be like
what
be,
did I do to deserve this?
Yeah. yeah.
You know, and she sends me a video of her like scratching him and stuff. He was pretty good with you, right? When I came in at nighttime, he was like quiet. So I'm like, I'm going to go in there and see him because he was like just got groomed. And he's, I have a video of him and he's just like snuggled in and he's like doing the little kisses on my face and stuff. He's like, and he's just like hugging me. I was like, you poor little thing. All he did was get his fucking beak trimmed. Doesn't hurt.
Drama queen.
Just a nails cut.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It doesn't hurt him, you guys. It just, I mean, there is like, if you cut a dog's nails, it's the same as that. You have to be careful because there is like a little bud or whatever, but still. He's a sweetie pie when he wants to be. I don't know why I was telling you that story. Anyway, that's the end
of the story. Cool story,
Hansel. Back in my day.
How about a once around, what do we want for Christmas?
What do we want for Christmas?
Well, I know you want tits because you just love tits, I guess.
I do. Like, fuck my nipple pillow. Ah, that's all I think about. Even subconsciously.
What tits. If you were going to like recommend a gift, like to give a somebody? Or what do you want? Just ignore me. It's fine. Just tell us.
All right, Adam, what do you want for Christmas?
More family time.
More family.
Legit. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said more family. I'm like, Jesus, bro. Just had two more.
Calm down.
Just had two more, dude.
That's so cute.
Get the snipple something. Yeah. No, that's very sweet.
Yeah.
You have your own little like Boy Scout, Girl Scout tribe over there. You can take them all camping. You got the whole, they're like, oh, where are all their parents? You're like,
you know what we should do for next season? We should try and film a bunch in a week. If we're doing stuff like this, it'll be a lot easier.
Yeah.
So then you have more time to be your family.
Yeah.
You know, just go have like fucking 4 or 5 days where we film like Hot Topic episodes. And
well, speaking of, my mom and dad will be coming out for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be out on the 17th. So they'll be here when we have to get an episode recorded, probably New Year's episode or the one afterwards. Mm-hmm. So they might come by.
Cool. Bring your parents so we can interview them.
Yeah, there we go.
They can be on the Hot Topic episode. They're like, my day. Yeah.
Yeah.
So more family time.
More family time. I think it's just, I had a moment and I'll tell you why. A couple nights ago, my brother came over and he was like, hey, or he asked, he was like, is there anything I can do to help? And I'm like, yeah, cool. Why don't you come over and we'll make dinner? So we were doing that and his wife ended up coming over and we're also over. And his sister has been in town for the last 2 weeks. So it was really cool to see his sister and my brother getting along, her getting along with, you know, and them being more hands-on and helpful around the house and like paying attention to and so it was one of those moments, it's just like all of these people together from different worlds and different parts of time to kind of be in a single place. And at one point I was wearing, this was like kissing her, she was standing next to me and right there as well, and I was just like, this is craziness to have four kids, but it just feels really good to have family together. And I'm hoping that, you know, my parents are coming out. I'm hoping that my ex is also going to be able to kind of like see the larger family of it all and just that we can all get along. Mm-hmm. Like that to me truly means more than anything right now. So sent.
Damn, dude, that was dirty. She says that, but
I
she
was like about to cry. Dude, that she's was so about to cute. Cry.
Yeah. You're so funny for that. But she says that, Adam. But on Thanksgiving, I caught her staring around the room because we had like 15 people at the house, and they were all in their own moments, and everyone's like, "These guys are joking. These guys are playing a game. We're eating food." And I caught her staring around the room, and I was like, "No, but
yeah, it feels good.
I understand. She you're gets, looking she around. Gets, you're like, this feels nice.
This is love.
Yeah,
is
exactly. Full. It makes you appreciate what you have. Like, I'm sorry, man. You're just beautiful, Adam. Thank you, Joey.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to go after that.
No, go on.
What do I want for Christmas? Yeah, no. Adam wants family. I think I want peace. Like. Tub time.
Like, he's like, I actually want to be alone.
I'm dumping this one.
No, like we have Desiree's got her baby, which is supposed to be like a Christmas date, but
I want to be alone.
if we can, it'd be cool if she had her baby after Christmas.
Fucking dying.
What do you want? Obviously, you're having your own moment over there. Fuck me. It doesn't matter what I want for Christmas. I feel like home alone on the outside of the fucking house right now, seeing a family on the inside being like, oh, I wish I was with them. Meanwhile, you guys are just chatting it up, having fun.
There's just laughing because you said you want to be alone.
Adam's like, I really want family time. He's like, yeah, I just want to be in the tub by myself. Have your baby after Christmas. Yeah.
All right, Raquel, what do you want for Christmas?
I like don't want anything. I really don't.
She's such a
liar. Oh, really?
I don't know
like what to even say right now. Like, I don't want anything.
really. You weren't eyeballing those BT yet. No, I'm
just kidding. Heather, what would you want? To have your nose decongested? Yeah, poor baby.
Be able to take the face mask off.
What do I want?
Yeah, it's all about you, dude. It's your show.
Yes.
Oh. I want the world.
Dude, that's yes.
I want the world. I want you to lock it all up in my pocket.
That's crazy that you know all that.
Chocolate. Give it to me now. Have you seen that?
You have a really good
bunker in the chocolate factory.
Of course we have. You have a really
good. No, Heather hasn't.
Wait, I have.
Oh, how do you say it in Spanish?
Fuck, how do you say it?
How do you say chocolate? And how do you say Willy Wonka in the Chocolate Factory?
¿Qué quieres? ¿Yo quieres?
How do you say factory? Factoría. So it's pretty close.
¿Yo quieres la mundo?
yo quiero.
Yo quiero mundo. There we go. Yo quiero mundo.
You know song lyrics too. That's another gift. You're a great gift giver, and you have.
I'm one of those annoying people though that if I hear someone say like just one word, I'll turn it into a song.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm like I know that song, and it's like has nothing to do with the song. But yeah. I want the world.
How about you want a second season of Rule Breakers?
We are gonna have a second season of Rule Breakers, and we're gonna do it without, you know, people holding us back.
Yeah. People are like, what does that mean?
Exactly. There's mystery to it. But you'll see next season, baby. We're going to have some fun. We're going to let loose. And we're going to have the shackles off, really.
Mm. Maybe take it on the road a little bit.
Mm. We will be. Okay, so we might as well tell people that, right?
Are we doing that? Are we committing to that?
Yeah, for sure we're committing to it. We're doing it. I'm sorry you have family time, but we're going to.
Yeah,
at some point.
Santa next can't make year, all the wishes come true.
Yeah.
We are going to be going on tour with Rule Breakers. We're going to come to smaller venues near you across the United States, starting all the way from the East Coast, going all the way back to the West Coast again. So we'll be seeing you on the road. We'll be doing that for about 2.5 weeks, I'm assuming. We're trying to figure out dates and stuff like that right now, but we're very excited to share that news with you. So Merry Christmas. We're coming on the road, baby. And you'll get to have a meet and greet with Adam. So that, him in that jacket.
Definitely.
Bring this motherfucking jacket, please. If you turn up, make sure you're wearing your blue jackets in the crowd.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
I'm surprised he said he didn't say he wanted a jacket for Christmas.
You guys also in the crowd, you will be part of the segment, so it depends. You'll see your details will be really releasing soon on Patreon though. So go to patreon.com/Soraya and you'll get all the information and all the secret scoop of that tour. So stay tuned. Anyway, that's it. Merry Christmas, you guys.
Merry Christmas.
And a happy new year.
Happy holidays.
Cue the Pogues.
Do you say Merry? Do you say Merry Christmas? Do you say Happy Christmas? Like Harry Potter. Happy Christmas, Harry.
We say both.
Okay.
Happy Christmas. We say Father Christmas. Do you say that over here?
I've never heard of that before.
No, we say Father Christmas in the UK.
Father.
Father Christmas.
You say like Happy Father Christmas?
No. We call Santa Claus Father Christmas.
Oh.
Yeah.
You guys don't talk about Santa?
We say Santa, but it's most 9 times out of 10, a kid will say, hello, Father Christmas. You know?
It's very tiny. That's so cute. Tiny Tim of you.
It's very cute.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Father Christmas is going to be here soon.
He's right there.
There he is.
And we'll be returning him right after this episode.
What a guy, man. He's giving me some good times. Right. All right. See you later, you guys. We'll see you next week for the New Year's Eve.
See you next year.
All right. Next year.
I'll see you next year. I'm not coming.